Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Here we go. Another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Evan and Amanda both. Yay. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, girls. So what's your history? How long you known each other?
We've been friends 9 years.
9 years.
9 years.
Yes.
And where did you meet?
We met in cosmetology school.
Yes.
Oh, fun. Yeah. So do you both do hair, or what do you do?
We used to do
not
hair.
Currently, not currently, no.
Mm-hmm. You both bailed on that,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Bailed.
So what do you do now?
I'm a lab tech for a medical diagnostic company.
That's Amanda,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And then, Evan, what do you do?
I work for the county.
Down at the courthouse? You work down at the courthouse?
I work in Butler County.
Very nice.
Yes.
So what are some things you like to do together?
Eat.
Eat, drink
Barefoot Pink Moscato's, our favorite.
Nice. Yeah.
Sleep. Take nap. That's like our thing.
You take naps together?
We cook and then we just both pass out on the couch.
That sounds like fun. Now, are there husbands,
crazy.
Boyfriends, significant others anywhere?
I am engaged and she's my maid of honor.
Oh, how fun.
So I'm getting married in October.
October, right. Congratulations.
And what about Hi,
Harold. Kind of dating on and off with the same guy. About 5 years now.
On and off with the same dude.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Any kids?
Yeah, I have two. I have a 6-year-old named Luke and a 4-year-old named Lily. Hi, Luke and Lily. They love you guys. We listen every morning.
Oh, they learn a lot from Second Date Update, don't they? Oh, yeah. They'll be well prepared.
Every morning. Is it Jeff and Jen time? Or when I pick them up, it's John and Laura.
That's
perfect.
So cute.
That's great. Thank you.
And I have the fur babies. So I have a dog and a cat.
A man has got the fur babies.
Yep. Yes.
All right. Who's answering questions about who?
I am answering about Evan.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Then we'll say goodbye to you for a little while while we talk about you behind your back.
Okay.
Sending her off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth. And now that Evan is safely out of earshot, ready for the first question, Jen?
Yeah, when she's at work, does she take her lunch to work or go out?
I'd say it's about 50-50. I'd say normally she takes her lunch, though.
Takes her lunch more often. Okay. What would she say you are most neurotic about concerning the wedding?
I'm such a micromanager. I want to manage everything. I'd say more like the timeline, like just making sure everything is in place. And I'm just such a control freak about the whole, like, I've already planned my shower, even though she's supposed to do it. I planned it. I was like, you can surprise me with like colors and stuff, but this is what I want.
Do you want to say the shower then?
Yeah, we can say the shower.
Maybe that's what Fritz should have done. Is plan her own baby shower.
She kind of did, I think.
Yeah.
She made the rules anyway.
So. Yeah, like right. no weird games or things. Actually, I do want the weird games, but I don't know about baby showers.
Right. We'll go
That's
to shower.
A whole other world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. If she were to get arrested, what would it most likely be for?
Maybe speeding.
Speeding?
I don't know. She's really good. She doesn't really do anything.
She's pretty well behaved, but
yeah.
If you had to pick one, speeding.
Yeah.
Okay. What color is the couch in her living room?
Brown, I think.
Brown?
Yeah.
And fifth and final question, what does she love a man to do to her?
I'd say make sure she's taken care of, like wine and dine her kind of thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That kind of taken care of.
Yeah. Or if you're talking about the other thing, then taken care of as well.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go with taken care of. So there's your five questions.
It's pretty broad.
Yeah.
You think it's too?
I think it's too broad. Oh, I think we
okay.
need to specify.
Wait, if I had to say something else, feed her. make sure she's fed.
Okay. Well, that, right. And she did say that in the bay, you know, whining and dining and
making sure, she's fed.
Treated well. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Woman after my own heart.
Oh, gosh.
So there's five questions. Now we bring Evan back into the studio to see how her answers stack up against Amanda's. You a little nervous?
A little bit.
Yeah, you should be.
We talked about you a little bit while you were gone.
Not true.
First question is worth $10.
What do you do more often? Take your lunch to work or go out?
Pack. I take my lunch.
Yeah. That is your first $10.
Woo! All right. What is she most neurotic about concerning the wedding?
It's between two things, either like location for the ceremony or the cost of everything. I think the cost. No. What was it?
Well, she talked about what a micromanager she is to begin with, but she said it's come down to the point where she's pretty much planned her own shower.
Yeah, she kind of just sent me like, this is what I...
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Want, and it was very detailed, like, this is the food I want, this is where I want it, this is the cupcakes I want, this is everything. And I'm like, well, I guess that makes my job easy.
I was just gonna say,
well, when you've been with somebody for 10 years, you've kind of got every like this vision in your head what you want,
right?
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
All right, if you were to get arrested, what would it most likely be for?
Public intoxication.
I almost said that, actually.
I have no idea.
That's a good one. She didn't come up with one because she says, generally speaking, you're a good girl, but maybe speeding, and she was reaching.
Okay, yeah. I'll say, I had
no idea.
I
almost said something about drinking. I actually did. I almost said something.
I had no idea. I am good.
This one will be easy. Okay. I think it'll be easy.
What color is the couch in your living room?
Oh, brown.
Brown it is. There you go. So there's another $20. You're up to $30 now. The next question, fifth and final question, is worth an additional $30. If you get it right, you walk out of here with $60 altogether.
Okay.
What do you love a man to do to you?
Oh. Treat me good? I don't know.
Treat you good. Treat you good how?
Take me out.
There you go. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
That's great. Kind of wine you, dine you.
Feed you is what I said.
Take
me out. Nice restaurant.
Is that specific enough for you, Jen?
Sure. Absolutely.
So there you go. $30. You got $60, guys.
So, Jeff, I was also supposed to remind you that you cut my dad's hair.
For locks of love. Yeah, I was just going to say she brought it up, and I think I've only done that once, so I remembered that.
I think it's either... Party at Sarah Point or Party in the Park.
I remember it well.
And also, my other shout-out was to my work moms. They listen every morning, and we play with them, too.
Well, thanks for coming on the Best Friend Game. Evan and Amanda, we'll see you again soon. She was born and raised in the KY, and she bleeds blue. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what's happening in Fritch's KY.
We love to talk about new restaurants and new places to eat on this show. And I wanted to bring your attention to something that's happening in Covington. I don't know if you guys knew this, but that Kentucky River Center area underneath the Embassy Suites kind of hotel next to the Marriott.
Right across from the Ascent.
Yep, right across from the Ascent, down from the courthouse. They're doing a huge revitalization of that area, and five brand new restaurants are slated to open this year. And the first one just opened on April 19th, so a couple of days ago, and it's in that Beale Street space. Remember where Beale Street used to be right there on the corner? Yep. It's a new restaurant. It's called Fire. And it's going to be open 7 days a week for lunch and for dinner. It is the first of the five planned restaurants that are coming to that area. And it's kind of really a very cool feel. The person that designed this restaurant wanted it to be more of like an open air feel with like windows, kind of a European cafe street ambiance.
Oh, I like that.
I knew too. I think it sounds really exciting.
So what's with the fire? Is it going to be hot food or is it going to be like spicy or stuff cooked on fire?
I don't know about that, but they have some of their menu. They have lots of appetizers. They have 14 entrees along with craft cocktails, lots of wines, local and national beers. They're trying to harvest a lot of fresh local ingredients to include in some of their dishes. But some of their featured dishes that are guest entrees that you can get there is this braised Duroc pork cheeks.
What?
That sounds pretty good.
Okay.
Lamb cassoulet. They also are going to offer cheese and charcuterie plates. And this is what I want to try. Sweet potato manicotti.
Ooh.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
That does sound good.
Yeah. So that's just one of the five restaurants that are going to be coming to that area over the course of this year. And they're hoping that right there, that little area of the River Center, is currently the fastest growing development in the tri-state.
Really?
Mm.
Yes.
Cool.
So we're going to have a lot of really fun things to look forward to over there in Covington. I, as someone that grew up in Covington, am like, it's about damn time. Bring back something in that area.
Some new food adventures for us this summer.
Well, we used to go there a lot when we were younger because that's where, you know, the they used to have an Applebee's down there. That's where, what was the name of that club that was down there? We were talking about it the other day. I can't remember. But we used to go down there and go to like the club and you could eat down there and hang out. And it's kind of fun to be able to see that that area is growing up again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what's happening in my KY. Can't wait to eat there.
I love the idea of a cafe, of like a European cafe.
Too.
I noticed that when we were in France, what I love is that they don't worry about table turn there. They'll set you up. You go to a French cafe, especially in the south of France, if you're on the water or near a port. And they have all the chairs so that they're facing out. So you basically, you sit side by side with someone and everybody is, it's almost as if it's an audience.
Everybody
audience.
It's a view.
Yeah.
Yeah. A view of whether it's the yachts across the street or the water or just the people walking by.
Yeah.
And they don't rush you. Sit down. Pick a seat. Sit anywhere. Take your time. They're not rushing to get you out of there. They check in, but they hang back just enough so you don't feel like they're hovering.
That's how this is going to be. Evidently, they have these gigantic doors that kind of slide open. So when you're in the restaurant, you can still kind of feel like you're part of the patio atmosphere as
That's
well.
That's so great.
Yeah.
And when you go, it's amazing what you can spend in 2 or 3 hours, too. I feel like we should go, no. You sit, relax, enjoy, stay, have a good time.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.